This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to finish up as many of these phone calls as we can in the next 5 minutes. Those of you who've already called in and are waiting online, Owen Schroeder will take your calls as he comes in and replaces me and finishes up the fourth hour. So let's get back to your phone calls right now. We've got Scott in Wisconsin has been holding. Go ahead, Scott.
Thanks for taking my call, David. I want to talk about two things real quick. But first, I'd like to say to Poop in the Vatican, he's the false prophet in the Book of Revelations. He's a filthy pig, so...
Certainly we can see what is happening here. I mean, it is absolutely, he's not at the least bit concerned with Christianity, with Christ, with even the Catholic religion. And I think people who've been Catholics for a long time, many of them, I think, are starting to see this, that it is completely politicized and he is a shill for the New World Order, if at the very least. So go ahead, Scott. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to say, too, for all you people out there who think you got nothing to hide, I don't see any of you as Jesus Christ. Everyone's got something to hide. Whether you're buying drugs on the phone, cheating on your husband and wife, calling your bookie, everyone's got something to hide. And it's called privacy. It's none of their business. In 2015, I was in Knoxa, Montana at a blues fest. It was my birthday. And my kids were sending me happy birthday texts. I get a text from Track Phone saying happy birthday bonus minutes. So I call the corporate headquarters and I say, I bought a $20 phone and pay-as-you-go minutes. There's no name, no birthday, no address associated with this phone. How do you know it was my birthday if you're not reading my text? And the lady goes, I understand your question now. Do you have any other questions? I said, yeah, I want to know how you're reading my text. I said, I'll get a lawyer, and I will sue you people. And she said, F you, go ahead, and hung up on me, okay? So they're reading.
Well, that's why they passed CISPA. That's why they passed CISPA. And CISA, they called it CISA when they got it through. They wanted to make sure that you couldn't sue them for turning that information over to the government. And one of the things that they want to do, when you talk about not having anything to hide, they're not necessarily interested in getting information to blackmail you. That's what they're going to do to the people who are in political power. That's why the people in political power need to shut this down. They're the ones who are more exposed than anybody else. But what they want to do is they want to measure the hive mind. And then the other part of it, Scott, is that they want to expose you to criminals. The CIA created and funded and then released all of these different hacks into our equipment, our phones, our televisions and everything. And they left that there. They don't want to fix it. WikiLeaks, Julian Assange said, look, we have told these different companies about it. Some of them have responded to us and want to fix these vulnerabilities. They didn't know about it. Others couldn't care less about fixing it. And they don't want to fix it because they've got contracts with the government. The government that tells you that they want to put this stuff in here to protect you, to give you safety and security, they have kicked the door in on your house, broken the lock, and they're not going to let that be fixed. They put this stuff out in the wild. As John McAfee said, look, he debated with people about the iPhone, and they wanted to get into the iPhone. He said, if you get the key, you will lose it. You will release it. And that's what they've done, as we see with the Vault 7. That's what they've done with all these exploits, all these hacks. They've released them in the public, and they don't want to have these things fixed. Go ahead.
I would be amazed at the system here that he couldn't create the spy on the average individual. I mean, you get common man that want to work their way up in the government and do something good for the people, and then all of a sudden you're being told, but you're getting texts going, we know you cheat on your wife or your husband, back down. And real quick, I want to say to Mr. Trump, I'm starting to wonder about you. We have congressmen, senators, Hollywood people threatening your life, and your job, one of your jobs is domestic tranquility and keep peace here. You're allowing these people to threaten you, and you're doing nothing about it, which makes me fear for my own safety. I don't have security like you have. To me, he's starting to look like a shill.
Well, I'm concerned because of all the threats against him. And, of course, as the Washington Post points out, they're going to use Kushner to use a SWAT team to fix things. They need to make sure the SWAT...
It makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
888-400-0435. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. Owen Schroyer in now for David Knight. And have you been to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com? And if you haven't, I have to ask why you haven't yet. That's how you support everything we do here, and we've got great specials going on right now. The final day, this is the final day, 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. This was a limited time offer. Today is the final day. I don't know how seriously you take Kim Jong-un's threats to nuke the United States, but there are other serious threats, weather threats, power outages, all kinds of stuff. And to get storable food for your family, InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com is the best price and probably the best quality. You know that Alex goes out and he tries to find the nexus of quality and price and then gives you an even better price at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of that special. Again, final day, 30 to 40% off emergency food supplies, insurance you can eat. You will not regret it. You make one purchase at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You got emergency food for your family. If
there is an emergency. Well, we've got some breaking news going on right now. Of course, this would be Attorney General Jeff Sessions takes aim at sanctuary cities. I'm reading a headline from ABC News. Says the Department of Justice will cut funding. Now, obviously, this is just kind of a first verbal blow, I would say, to sanctuary cities. Maybe not the first, but more of the verbal blow to sanctuary cities from Jeff Sessions, now threatening to cut the federal funding. That was him today. And, you know, this actually provides an interesting talking point here, because I am all for states' rights. And there's so much that can come from this. Think about it. Sanctuary cities, to me, don't make any sense at all. It's just a liberal virtue signaling tactic and really a Democrat vote engineering campaign. That's really all it is. The Democrats use sanctuary cities to create more votes, bring in Democrat voters, and the liberals love sanctuary cities because they can virtue signal about it all day. Oh, look at what we did with these sanctuary cities. We'll take anybody. We'll take everybody. And then, of course, you get stories like what we saw in Maryland with the teenager getting raped. But let's get back to Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Now, I am fully behind the Attorney General here cutting federal funding to sanctuary cities. I think this is a great move. You cut off the funding, all of these sanctuary cities will be kaput. The only other option they'll have is to take private funding, which to me, okay, fine. Now you're actually making the liberals out there put their money where their mouth is. All these liberals that say, let's bring in all these refugees, let's bring in all these immigrants. Well, they're not opening their doors in their multi-million dollar mansions, Leonardo DiCaprio, are they? The list goes on. So now you're forcing sanctuary cities to die via cutting federal funding, or you're forcing liberals to finally put their money where their mouth is and actually take in some of these poor people that they claim they care about so much. So let's say that Jeff Sessions, who knows how long this process will take. I think he's putting this out there saying, hey, look, sanctuary cities, get your act together. We're about to cut your funding, giving them an opportunity to actually figure out what they're going to do before he finally cuts that funding. Okay, so let's say then we reach that point and there will be sanctuary cities remaining, folks. There will be. Guarantee my, I would guarantee that. They're going to fight this thing tooth and nail. How far this gets as far as litigation is concerned, I guess we'll wait and see. But if he cuts their federal funding, this also creates a new precedent that some of us might not like, where we say, okay, Jeff Sessions, go ahead and wield your power of purse over sanctuary cities and end them by cutting federal funding. Now, if this works, which you would assume would be a successful tactic, it would force sanctuary cities to go into the private sector. Of course, now you're dealing with the whole sense of illegal immigration becoming an issue again, people actually following the law. So who knows if we'll even need sanctuary cities when you consider that. But now you have Jeff Sessions potentially setting a precedent and realizing the power of the purse, where now he could do this for any policy he doesn't like. For example, the legalization of marijuana. Now, this is something that Jeff Sessions has been very vocally outspoken about. And here's what I would say. Because, to be honest with you, I don't think that Jeff Sessions really understands the battle he's getting behind with the whole marijuana legalization or decriminalization or it being a Schedule II drug or whatever it is, because he doesn't understand, I think, how many constituents actually would not like these policies that he's putting forward. But again, this sets an interesting precedent where Jeff Sessions can come in and now say, hey, look, Colorado or Washington, or the list goes on as more states start to legalize marijuana, we're going to cut your federal funding until you follow the federal law, which marijuana use is a federal crime. So while I'm behind Jeff Sessions cutting federal funding to sanctuary cities as a means to stop them, you also have to realize that this could be a precedent that Jeff Sessions sets to impose his will moving forward. And so you need to know what Jeff Sessions' will is as we move forward so we can create a blockade or a support system for whatever policies or agendas he's going to try to move forward with. And here's what I think. Personally, to me, Donald Trump right now is taking this campaign not necessarily one issue at a time, but he's focusing on one issue at a time and then moving his focus to the next issue whenever he reaches a stall point or a victory point with that issue. For example, with health care, even though we feel like he put the ball in Ryan's court, a lot of people say he set Ryan up for failure. Others are putting the onus on Donald Trump. Regardless, he's moved on. He's saying, okay, sorry, we put the bill out there. We were going to cut Planned Parenthood funding. We were going to cut the fines and the taxes. We couldn't get that bill passed. So Donald Trump, I mean, even though they say he loses, really, he almost kind of wins if Obamacare continues to collapse, which it will, because he called that from the very beginning. So now he moves forward to the next thing. They're saying it's going to be tax reform. He's always focusing on jobs. We know this. But here's a way, I think, Donald, that you could do both. And I didn't even mean to get off on this jag, but this is where it takes me when I think about Jeff Sessions wielding the power of the federal purse and where potentially that could go. What Donald Trump, to me, needs to realize here, and Jeff Sessions, if you want to continue attacking drugs like heroin, that's fine with me. I think heroin is a serious epidemic in a lot of areas right now. It's a growing epidemic. But marijuana has not reached nearly the level of epidemic that heroin has, and they certainly should not be on the same playing field. But if you look at the economic impact that the legalization of marijuana had on the state of California, I don't see how somebody like Donald Trump doesn't open his eyes to it. Here's a guy that's focused on the economy, focused on jobs, and legalization of marijuana has helped both of those in the state of Colorado. So I don't know if Jeff Sessions has a similar approach perhaps in mind to tackling what he views as a problem, which is marijuana, as far as cutting the federal funding from states, I suppose, that want to have marijuana legal. But this is an interesting precedent that Jeff Sessions could be setting here. And, of course, let's remember that this goes on not just to sanctuary cities, but universities as well. And you've got universities right now that are basically giving scholarships to non-citizens where you could say, why aren't these scholarships going to citizens? And, of course, that goes with welfare, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, before we take this break, here's another news story that's interesting, and even I am not fully aware of the scope of this, but it seems to be going largely uncovered. This is a story from Fox News headline, South Africa accused of covering up grisly murder spree. Now, some people are calling this a white genocide. I'm really yet to find that proof. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. Just from the research that I've done, what we do have is farmers in South Africa getting brutally murdered, folks. Not just shot in the head or stabbed to death. We're talking burned. We're talking tortured. We're talking dragged into a ditch. Absolutely horrific stuff. And it's been going on consistently now. Consistently now. 70 attacks, around 25 murders on white farmers. So again, I'm not aware enough of the geosocial problems in South Africa to call this a white genocide. However, they are deeming this, it is being rumored as a cover-up of white genocide, the fact that nobody is talking about this. And it really was amazing to me to read these stories, because typically when you have a story like this with such gruesome content involved, and of course could be race-based, the mainstream news is all over it. But it does seem that they have pretty much largely ignored this quote-unquote white genocide going on in South Africa. Again, I'm not saying it's a white genocide. However, the consistency of farmers that happen to be white being brutally murdered is a story, and it is not being covered in the mainstream media, at least as far as I can tell, and I pretty much monitor it all day long, and I have not seen one story on this, whether it be television news, radio news. Just today, I started to see it surface on social media, but pretty much nothing covered there. So we'll keep an eye on that. Now, we've got some more developments. This is actually interesting. Before we go to break, I'll try to cover this. Associated Press tweets this out today. Breaking: senior counterterror officer says there was no evidence London attacker was associated with the Islamic State or Al-Qaeda. Okay, wait a second, I've got similar stories today saying the exact opposite, saying A, he was in contact with ISIS, but B, we can't even get all the evidence because some of these technology firms are not allowing us in to their media platforms. We'll have more on this. What do you think on the other side? We'll take your calls. Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones Show, fourth hour.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Me outside girl. Well, apparently she's going to get a TV deal. So that's what you get in this culture of ours. You just want to be a loudmouth punk? They put you on TV. How about that? And then the kids think you're a hero, like the Kardashians. You know, everybody wants to You know, I just thought of this. Everyone sit here making a big deal out of fake news. Fake news, fake news, fake news. How about fake people? Everybody complains about fake news. How about fake people? I'm sick of fake people like the Kardashians being idolized by the youth. Now I get some loudmouth punk teenager who goes on TV and spouts off her mouth. Now she gets a TV deal. Great. You know what, though? You know what? That's a thing of the past. Her show will fail. I'm calling it right now. Now, let's get back before I take a couple calls on this. So you've got the Associated Press tweeting out today that the London attacker is not affiliated with ISIS. Okay. Now, on counter reports all over the news, ISIS uses terror attack to sign up YouTube recruits. Google fails to stop deluge of propaganda videos, and it accounts how YouTube has videos of ISIS recruiting people, and then they go and commit heinous crimes. It goes on. Another headline from the Telegraph. WhatsApp accused of giving terrorists a secret place to hide as it refuses to hand over London attackers' messages. So they don't know that. They don't know his messages. They don't know who is messaging him. It goes on from the Mirror. Secret text message ordered the lone wolf to carry out London terror attack. A Sunday Mirror probe has uncovered chilling messages in which jihadi masterminds urge terrorists to mount atrocities in the UK. So then how is it that, and they don't source this, the AP just says, senior counter-terror officer says there is no evidence London attacker was associated with Islamic State or Al-Qaeda. Now, is there no evidence because they can't get the evidence, which is what these other reports are saying? Or are you just ignoring all the obvious evidence right in front of your face? Hey, what happened in London? Somebody got in a car, ran people over, and then stabbed somebody. What other events has that happened? Where else does that go on? How else does that happen? Oh, radical Islamic terror. But the Associated Press is going to tell you that there is no evidence. There's no evidence the sun is hot. There's no evidence grass is green. There's no evidence that you need oxygen to live, folks. Thank you, Associated Press. What do you think? Let's take some calls on this. Who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Adam, who says the left hates women. Well, duh, they wanted to elect Hillary Clinton. What are you talking about? I'm so confused. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Owen. Hey, thanks for taking my call. And really quick, I just wanted to thank you and Alex and Dave and everyone there at InfoWars just being the tip of the spear, being the voice of reason in this crazy time that we live in. You know, it's not exactly a new archetype, but just lately, you know, the stuff with the Rockville case, this case out of Long Island, just something I've been noticing, especially on social media. You get these leftists, these liberals, especially I notice women. You'd think they'd be defending the victims, but they're not. They're defending the rapists and actually attacking the victims. I just don't understand it. I'm having a real hard time with it.
Well, honestly, the psychological thing is that the left, or the thought process of the left, has so intertwined these webs of thought in their own head that are nothing but double standards and hypocrisy that they really don't even know how to think. So they're basically just spinning in a circle all day. They don't know whether to blame the woman because of the way she was dressed, whether to blame the rapist because he, you know, obviously raped the woman. That would be the obvious one. You blame the rapist. He's the rapist. But, you know, hey, he's from a different culture, you know, where it was okay. And he's just feeling all this pressure coming into a new city. He's just not comfortable. It's not his fault. Look at that woman. She had a halter top on. She was asking to be raped. So what you're talking about here is just the doublethink on the left. And, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. It's just doublethink. Mindless twits that have, honestly, liberalism has become a mental disorder. Modern day liberalism is a mental disorder. Let's take another call. Let's go to Evelyn in Texas. Real quick, Evelyn, go ahead.
Hi, Owen. This is Evelyn. I'm calling about an issue that was a little bit earlier concerning education here in Texas. I'm in the Houston area, 50%. Of A-Leaf Independent School District is Hispanic. And assuming that just a few of those are illegals, I found out just recently that none of the schools ask for or will ask for a Social Security number and or a certificate of birth. So,
wow. But they'll ask all of us for our vaccines. I promise you that. More of the Alex Jones Here Show on the other March. Side. We got a statement from Alex on the other side of this break.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you. On Friday, I issued a statement on InfoWars.com, but also broadcast on my daily show, basically clarifying my position concerning what has become known as the Pizzagate controversy and apologizing to James Alafanis of Comet Ping Pong Pizza in D.C. Now, why did I do that? Because I am preparing to go on the offense against real child traffickers and those abusing children. And because, going back to December 1st of last year, I have told my crew at InfoWars that I believed this to be a manufactured controversy by MSM to discredit those researching and exposing the epidemic across the world of powerful elites and others abusing and exploiting children. So please take notes and research for yourself the bombshell information I'm about to cover. In early November of 2016, we began to get exclusive information from law enforcement, giving us tips into open source areas to research. And it dealt with the Clintons and with prominent members of the Democratic Party, admittedly, going to Aleister Crowley events and the bizarre information inside the WikiLeaks emails. We didn't know exactly what to make of it. But our law enforcement sources in New York and New Jersey said, watch, Anthony Weiner is going to be investigated for child porn on his phone and contacting minors. We were the first to report that because we had sources. But before we could get all that information looked at, suddenly people on online message boards and forums began to get distracted to a pizza place in D.C. Then MSNBC, CNN, you name it, the Washington Post, New York Times, they focused on comic ping pong because there had been code words in New York concerning pizza that law enforcement was saying was connected to possible child pornography and trafficking. That was separate. So MSM began to focus on a pizza place that did have some prominent Democrats going to it. What we now know is an attempt to distract everyone onto the probably completely innocent pizza place away from the bombshell information unfolding in New York and other areas. So as soon as I began to figure that out, long before I was attacked at MSM for covering it, long before Mr. Alifanis sent me a letter just a month ago saying he'd like me to retract, I clicked to it. Why was everybody focusing on this pizza place and not on all the incredible bombshells we saw happening in New York, Hawaii, California, you name it? So to be clear, the reason I put this letter out to Mr. Alifanis is because I believe he and his employees are innocent people and have been sucked into this, just like I've been sucked into it. And if MSM would just be honest, they could track back and see this for themselves. But regardless, I did this because it's the right thing to do. Just like by December 1st, I clicked to what was going on and have been proven right yet again. So let's walk through the atmosphere and the news that we were looking at in November and December and why there was so much hysteria concerning what was happening in the Washington, D.C. area.
As part of my anti-trafficking work, I've met victims in Russia. I've met victims in India. I've met victims that have been trafficked from Mexico, victims in New York and New Jersey and all across our country. I've been on FBI raids where I've seen things that no person should ever see.
These are the men and women to thank for the rescuing of 27 adult and 28 juvenile females and arresting 36 suspected traffickers and 142 so-called Johns predators. In total, there were 474 criminal arrests made statewide in this operation.
More damning. The Free Report accuses Paterno of stopping his superior's plan to report Sandusky to authorities in 2001. Another email saying the plan changed after, quote, talking it over with Joe. Sandusky would go on to assault at least seven other boys between 2001 and 2009.
Their cover-up of Sandusky's behavior is the direct cause of my clients being molested by Sandusky in 2007 and 2008.
Drew has finally dropped a years-long sexual abuse scandal involving BBC TV and radio stars DJ Kimmy Savile and Stuart Hall.
A serial rapist and a predatory sexual abuser both hid in plain sight at the BBC for decades.
Jimmy Savile, far from being a lone predator, seemingly played an active role in supplying children to a network of child abusers in London.
It's the whiff of an establishment cover-up.
Yes, that's the suggestion. I mean, these are allegations. They're very serious. I mean, this is criminal pedophilia on a large scale. It is absolutely awful.
These are the alarming posts catching the attention of social media users across the country. A series of tweets by Washington, D.C. police asking to help find nearly a dozen black teenage girls reported missing over the course of just 3 days.
That's fairly routine. I mean, while we say 70% of the kids are the most vulnerable from foster care and other backgrounds like that, you know, we have a lot of people from, you know, all sorts of neighborhoods, a diverse background, you know, more affluent kids who don't have as much.
In early December, I distanced myself, my crew, and InfoWars.com from the entire Pizzagate narrative because I realized it was distracting from hardcore, confirmed news reports of children being abused and sexually assaulted on a mass scale. I distanced myself from it because it was clearly a contrived distraction from the real crimes taking place. Less than a day and a half after putting out my clarification slash retraction, thousands of publications, hundreds of TV stations, and major networks have picked up my retraction, many of them twisting it. It'll be interesting to see if, in the interest of children, they actually report now on what we're about to break down. Here's a headline on a town hall. Why the MSM is ignoring Trump's sex trafficking bust that are massive. We're going to get to that here in just a few minutes. But first, let's look at some of the things that have happened in just the last few years of why, when we saw the Podesta emails come out in New York, and when law enforcement was telling us they were investigating it for code words and connection to child abuse, very, very serious alleged child abuse, that we took it so seriously. Here's some of the headlines with people associated with the Clintons. Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire pedophile convicted with links to Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, Robert Maxwell, and Prince Andrew. And there's more coming up. The sex slave scandal that exposed pedophile billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. That's who Bill Clinton and others are flying around with, going to this pedophile island. All this is happening. It ties into the same usual suspects. We've got Savelle in England, again tied into the royal family, and all the massive admitted sex abuse going on there, including Satanism, Aleister Crowley stuff. We've got Laura Silsby, who works for the, or did work for the Clinton Foundation, convicted of smuggling out children from Haiti, and that ties into all the news headlines we're seeing right now about all the missing kids in D.C. That's why people are so concerned. Of course, remember, in the WikiLeaks, spirit cooking. Clinton campaign chairman practices bizarre occult ritual that the high priestess admits is Aleister Crowley black magic, using blood, semen, breast milk, you name it. And this is the type of stuff that was going on in New York with Podesta in the emails, Anthony Weiner connected to it, Uma Abedin, you name it. Law enforcement begs the world, read Hillary's emails to find child rape evidence. Kit Daniels, November 5th, before it was anywhere that Weiner was being investigated for sexting underage people or child porn. That's in the article from our law enforcement sources talking about Anthony Weiner. So this is the climate. This is the climate. With the WikiLeaks, with the information, with all this coming out, with Downing Street and Scotland Yard saying national pedophile scandal at the highest levels of government may bring down the whole country, a giant pedophile networks in control. We're reading this in major newspapers, then seeing it in WikiLeaks and trying to investigate it. Police launch criminal investigation into MP's child sex ring. Jimmy Savelle was part of Satanic Ring. Children dying, sex with dead children, satanic rituals, royal family. Mainstream news, folks. Then Trump gets in, just as we've been told by law enforcement, he was planning to go after him. 474 arrested, 28 sexually exploited children rescued in bondage during statewide human trafficking operation. That was February 1st. We told you those busts were coming. So now you know. I'm not going to let the media, because some internet trolls focused on some pizza place, distract serious investigations away from what's really happening and give real networks the cover they're looking for to demonize the idea that any children are being exploited, that any children are being kidnapped, that any children are being raped, that any children are being killed, when we know this has come out tens of thousands of times. And that's what the media has done now. I see them ridiculing people claiming the Catholic Church has abused or raped kids or covered it up. I'm now hearing forget what happened with Penn State and Sandusky and now his son being arrested. I'm hearing just it doesn't exist. The exploitation of children is a conspiracy theory, while NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, has been accepted by the UN as an NGO, and now leftist groups, even Salon, are pushing, saying, legalize pedophilia. The very groups that criticize us and say it doesn't exist.
Now you begin to see exactly why early on I clicked weeks into it exactly what was happening. Look at these headlines. After exposure of pedophiles, BBC Star Probe widens the UK Parliament. Missing black girls in D.C. sparks outrage, prompts calls for federal help. The police say black girls are getting grabbed off the street. But a week later, the news says, conspiracy theory, they all ran away. Well, let's say most of them ran away. What happened to all the others? But they always say it's a runaway, don't they? Again, to be clear, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand this. You just got to pull back and look at all the evidence and everything that's happening to see how clear it is. And by late November, I was already telling Crude, this is a honeypot. It's a distraction from all the real admitted stuff with Haiti and Epstein and the Clintons and the UN and people working for the foundation being convicted of child trafficking. And then, boom, sure enough, by the middle of December, after I'd already completely distanced ourselves from this and had been the first in the alternative news community to say this is wrong, this Comet ping pong thing is a distraction, we got singled out by Megyn Kelly on Fox News, NPR, you name it, by editing clips of where I was saying to our audience, I don't know about sex rings. I don't know about Hillary actually being involved in that. But funding Libya, funding the Syria invasion, killed hundreds of thousands of people, tens of thousands of kids, and even top lawyers say she's a war criminal and bragged about all the things she did in Libya, and Madeleine Albright and the 500,000 dead kids. So right there isn't just child abuse. It's child murder. Hillary Clinton is one of the most vicious serial killers the planet's ever seen. Now, there's a twist to that. Am I talking about the devil worship story with her chief of staff, her campaign chairman, leading the menu of blood and semen and body parts at the Aleister Crowley event, the private event? Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I mean 200,000-plus dead Christians with her operation with Syria and her operation in Libya and not letting the Christians get out and directing al-Qaeda and ISIS who target and murder children and put them through sex slavery and throw Catholic priests off cliffs and kill people en masse and murder gays and everything else you can imagine because they don't like peaceful people. And they con everybody that they're for open society and they love everybody. Anything they do is for degradation.
InfoWars' Alex Jones, a far-right web host, posted a YouTube video seen almost 500,000 times.
When I think about the children Hillary Clinton has personally murdered and chopped up and raped, I have zero fear standing up against her. So you just saw it for yourself. We clearly were talking about Libya and Syria. But they think you're so stupid, they took it and broadcast it again, saying that I was saying Hillary was torturing people in the bottom of the D.C. pizza place. Now, that makes me look bad. That makes people in the street mad at me. And also, a lot of folks don't trust MSM, so they use my credibility twisted on Fox News, on NPR, and a bunch of other channels to have me say that it was literally happening. When I didn't, to then actually create more hysteria and send more people to go to Comet Ping Pong. See how that works? They edit what I say, rebroadcast it, then the controversy only gets worse, and they blame me and the independent press, and then call for censorship and the shutdown of our free society.
And someone could have been killed inside of your restaurant for no good reason other than people like Alex Jones fanned a conspiracy theory that even the D.C. police say has no basis in fact.
Now, of the hundreds of publications that openly lied and said that I said that Hillary was torturing people in the bottom of a non-existent basement, only the Washington Post, as bad as they are, told the truth. Now, they quoted me out of context and said that I said Hillary was killing kids, but then they said he later tied it back to Syria. No, I did it in the same one-minute clip you've already seen. That's why they always only put audio up on screen and not video, because it looks so edited if they actually show the chopped up clip. But the story where the Washington Post got it right was Pizzagate, from rumor to hashtag to gunfire in D.C. But in this, they admit that I was talking about Syria, not D.C. And that's why the public doesn't trust establishment media. They distort. Not only did Megyn Kelly and others take out of context what I was saying about Hillary and her war crimes, They then also covered up the fact that I was exposing admitted war crimes, where Madeleine Albright admitted that 500,000 Iraqi children died under her, Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton's sanctions, that that was okay.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
And, of course, Hillary making jokes about what happened with the massive deaths that took place when she launched that entire operation that created a failed state in Libya.
So, I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed videos.
We came, we saw, we died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, I'm sure it did.
So if they don't care about all these kids being enslaved by ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they don't care about them being killed, then how do you think they don't care about kids in Haiti or other places? This illustrates how cold-blooded these people are. In closing, my entire system, my entire economy is about being genuine and telling the truth. I said there were no WNDs in Iraq in 2003. I told you Donald Trump was going to win the election and the polls were fake. I told you that household appliances were having spy systems put into them 15 years ago because I had the schematics. It's now on the news. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, we're cutting edge. We're trailblazers at InfoWars. And my whole world is about telling the truth and being honest and having integrity. And that's why when I saw us being sucked in to MSM, picking up the most obscure rumors online and magnifying it, and I saw us then reporting on it, I had everything we'd put up removed because I didn't want to add fuel to the fire. And I went on TV and the radio in early December, and I told our listeners it was a distraction. But, of course, MSM is still out there lying, claiming that I just retracted all of this because Alifana sent me a letter. No, I openly, officially retracted and apologized because that's a way of clearly cutting off the lies, saying that I'm promoting this damn thing when since December 1st, I've been publicly against it. And I can sleep good at night knowing that all of that will come out when there's a true investigation or if there's any court action. I stand on the truth and nothing more. And I'm not going to let the exploiters of children like Mr. Epstein and Bill Clinton, who's clearly involved, and others sit there and distract and divert to a lower politico who I believe they've been using all along, just like they've been using me. And that's why I'm angry, and that's why I'm speaking out, and that's why I'm telling the truth about what happened to some of our viewers and others. The abuse of children, the exploitation, and their sexual abuse is very serious. So when you go with half-baked conspiracies, and when you run around and say that I'm covering all this up because I'm trying to actually go for the truth, you add to the hysteria, and you create a smokescreen that distracts from the real, bona fide, meat and potatoes issues that we can prove. And then that gives political cover to the real child abusers that are there. That said, though, we're going to start making a major, concerted, professional focus on the exploitation of children, sex trafficking, and more. We've always done it, but now we have a true duty to make this our focus to go after the real research and the real court cases and the real admissions that are there. So to all the pedophiles and all the scum and all the controllers out there who think that they're going to use these distractions and these mainstream media lies to have a smokescreen to abuse children. InfoWars is going on the offensive against the organizations that are known and documented, like the United Nations and others, to be involved in this. And I want to ask our viewers and listeners to understand it is now more important than ever that you go out and continue your important research and keep your eyes and ears open. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Final segment here. Going to take one more call from Mark real quick, but I got to let you guys know that Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is back in stock. This is a hot item, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. And let me tell you something about this product. The reason why it's so popular is because it really is great. It really is a game changer. I'm somebody that changed toothpaste a while ago to get the fluoride toothpaste out of my cabinet, and it was a really expensive brand of toothpaste that I switched to. Superblue is cheaper and better. I'm not kidding you. I love this toothpaste. Everybody at InfoWars that uses it loves it. Everybody out there that buys it uses it. Their families love it, and that's why it keeps getting sold out. So make sure you get your supply of Superblue fluoride-free toothpaste now, because it will sell out again. And this is so important. So many great ingredients in there. The peppermint oil, the iodine. Show me another toothpaste with iodine and nano silver in it. I bet you can't do it. InfoWarsStore.com is your only source. Probably the best toothpaste in the world, at least by my opinion. I also want to let you guys know that right after this, if you stay tuned on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, a lot of our radio audience might not even know about this. Go to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. We got our own YouTube channel there. And I will actually be hosting another live broadcast with Rob Dew, talking about some of the movements of the left, some of the movements in China, and so on. Now, we've got a caller in Indiana, Mark, that we're going to go to. He says he wants to talk about 9/11, but I'm just going to preface this so I don't have to interrupt Mark. If we could find out the truth about 9/11, if we could all come together to find out the truth about 9/11, because even the left, whether they admit it or not, is treating 9/11 like it's an inside job. Now, they might be treating it like that for other reasons, for their liberal thought process, but basically, they're blaming America now for 9/11. So why can't we just come together, find out the truth about 9/11? I think that would solve a lot of problems for the world. Mark, what do you have to say on the issue?
Absolutely. This is going to make you laugh. You won't believe this. I made it on live television here in Indianapolis. So there are these two towers, two twin apartment towers called the Keystone Towers. And I saw that they were going to be demolished. So I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to go down there with the 9/11 Truth Now sign. But it turned out better than I ever imagined. You can find this clip on YouTube. Keystone Towers come crumbling down. And it's a 3-minute, 22-second video. And at the, I think, 1 minute 50 is where I make it on live television. So there's, like, hundreds of people. And there's a big podium where the mayor is speaking. It's got, like, all the local news microphones. And so I casually walk up to the front. And everyone's turned around doing the 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, waiting for the countdown for the two buildings to be demolished. These two old apartment buildings here in Indianapolis, the Keystone Towers. And so I really casually just walked up onto the stage, walked right up to the microphones, and when the two towers were done collapsing, I screamed right into the microphone, "The truth about 9/11 is right in front of you. 9/11 was an inside job. You've got to see this video. It is
wow, we've got our crew. Hey, we've got our crew looking into that right now. We'll try to find it. But let me ask you this. What kind of response did you get from the crowd there?
I saw, of course, you know, boo. You can hear it in the video.
Oh,
you can
wow.
hear people booing. There's a second video taken from the crowd where it just says,
oh my
crazy
gosh.
Guy. So you can, and I'm like, you can see me holding my sign, and they're, you know, all these people just were like, one guy got in my face and was like, what, you know, like, exactly all.
I've done no research.
Well, you can hear the guys in the video. They're like, what's he saying about 9/11? What does it have to do with 9/11? I'm like, it's a controlled demolition. You see, it's identical. So if you can find this video, it's Keystone Towers Come Crumbling Down is the title of the video.
One more time. Keystone Towers Come Crumbling Down?
Yes, sir. And it's at the 1 minute 50 mark.
Do you know what YouTube channel it's on?
No, it was just a random upload. And it's a
all right, all right, Mark. Hey, thank you for your patriotism. Thank you for getting that message out there. I salute you. And even though you were met with boos, I think that your truth will remain supreme when the truth comes out. But we need to find out the truth about 9/11. This will solve everything. Is ISIS our enemy? Why do they hate us? Who started the wars? Who let it happen? How did the buildings come down? I want to know. Go to the Alex Jones YouTube channel.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.